Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 12th installment on Megillas Esther. So Haman has left the first feast. Haman is ecstatic. He bumps into Mordechai. He gets all angry. And he comes home and he talks to his household. And he tells them about how mighty he is, how wealthy he is. And then he says, and for all of this, Mordechai's still so irritating to me. And then the suggestion is made that he should get this really tall tree from which to hang Mordechai. So the Malbim just has a very interesting pshat in what Haman was saying to his household and what they were saying back to him. Haman comes home, he says, listen, this Mordechai is driving me crazy, but it's beneath my station to make such a big deal about one disrespectful fellow. So the fact that he starts talking about his wealth and success is core to the issue. It's part of the problem. I can't strike out at this cursed Jew because I'm so important, I'm so powerful, it's beneath me to make such a big deal about this one Jew, and yet it drives me batty. So their response to him is, make the tall thing, the Eitz Gavoa Hamishim Amah, the tall, tall pedestal from which to hang Mordechai. So then it's not Haman's picking a fight with someone who didn't bow to him. It's Haman is making a public lesson of Mordechai. That fits with a person of Haman's prominence. And this is what happens if you don't show proper regard and respect to the viceroy of the kingdom. So that's just an interesting shot from the Malbim. What I'd like to get into for the rest of this session is we know the basic storyline of the Megillah, and obviously the fact that Ahasuerus is looking at his book of records right before Haman is coming to talk to him about Mordechai is obviously the hand of God. But it's interesting to understand a little bit how the events actually interlock. Obviously, they only are interlocking because God willed it so, but some of these things you read in the story, it's just like, wow, this is totally out of left field. Is there any explanation other than the hand of God? Which, of course, it is the hand of God. I can't emphasize it enough. But just in terms of the basic storyline. So I'd like to share with you one or two thoughts from the Malbim. So when Esther comes to Ahasuerus and she wants to talk about something, she uses a lashon of, a language of, im al hamelech tov. If it is good for the king. She also uses a language of, if I find favor in the king's eyes, but she uses a language of, if it's good for the king, I want to share the following. The Malbim explains that Ahasuerus understood from that phrasing, if it's good for the king, that what she's going to say to Ahasuerus is something that once he hears it, he will be very pleased that he heard about it. Something that she's confident that the type of person Ahasuerus is, he would want to hear about it. Ahasuerus sees himself as a very benevolent ruler, a very fair and just ruler, and therefore he asks himself, what could it be that she wants to share with me that she's so sure I'll be ecstatic that she did? And he says to himself, it must be there's something that was done for me that I never properly rewarded. So the Malbim says that's the pshat in why he looks at his Sefer HaZichronos, in his book of records, in terms of who did what and what their reward was, because he's trying to guess what Esther is going to share with him. That's just an interesting pshat. Now, one more point the Malbim makes, maybe we'll begin discussing it today and continue tomorrow. So Haman comes. Now, we understand that in Haman's mind, when he's coming to talk to Ahasuerus that night, he's just ready to commission the hanging of Mordechai. His family gave him this great idea. Now he has the way to frame it. It's not Haman's picking a fight with Mordechai. It's this big royal proclamation about the importance of the honor of Haman. And he shows up at Ahasuerus' door. Ahasuerus calls him in. And then the famous story, Ahasuerus asks, what do you think I should do for someone who's ready, who I want to really honor? And Haman thinks it's him that Ahasuerus is referring to. He says the whole thing, ride him through the town, give him great honor. And Ahasuerus says, yes, do that for Mordechai. Just to leave you with one thought, and we'll continue with it tomorrow, the Malbim explains that if you remember back to the verse in which Haman was first given prominence, it said, Achar hadvarim ha'ela, after these things, this is in the aftermath of the Big Son and Seresh story, after these things, Achashverosh raised Haman to great prominence. So at the time we mentioned that because Haman was the one who suggested Vashti be killed, thus leading to Esther's becoming queen, there's a variation on that approach, which is Esther had told Achashverosh that Mordechai found out the plot of Big Son and Seresh. Achashverosh had forgotten who was Esther's source. And slowly over time, whether it be before Haman was raised to prominence, whether it be after Haman was raised to prominence, but in that general time frame, Haman gave Achashverosh the impression that it was Haman who found out Big Son and Seresh. And therefore, how surprising it is to Achashverosh to read in the book that Mordechai was the one. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.